Hairy Hezekiah, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
In a zoo, in an English city, there lived a camel. Don't think that I'm just a liar when I say his name was Hezekiah. It really was. Honestly. He was a Bactrian camel, very big and heavy and covered in a lot of dark brown hair. On his back he carried two large humps. He was well fed and kindly treated, but in one way Hezekiah was different from all the other animals in the zoo. They had friends to talk to. The lions in the lion house, the gorillas and chimpanzees in the ape house, the birds in the aviary, the monkeys in the monkey temple, they all had others of their kind with them, or close by. They could roar or scream or whistle or chatter at one another as much as they liked. But there were no other camels for Hezekiah to make friends with. He was the only one, and he lived in a wire-fenced grass paddock all by himself. Hezekiah, you will have guessed, was lonely. Visitors to the zoo came and stood by the fence and looked at Hezekiah. They could hear him making deep grumbly noises as he stared out at them through his heavily lashed eyes, but they couldn't know that he was in fact talking to himself out loud. He'd fallen into this habit because he had no camel friends to speak to, no camel voices to listen to, and though he didn't suppose the humans could understand him, it comforted him to speak his thoughts to the watching people.
"Wish I had a pal," he often said. "Don't suppose you care, but I'm the only camel in the zoo. Did you know that?"
Often, in reply to Hezekiah's growling and snorting and the bubbly sounds that he made through his thick, rubbery lips, the visitors made noises too. But, of course, Hezekiah couldn't understand what they were saying to him, and anyway he couldn't hear much of it because his ears were very hairy inside. One day, Hezekiah was standing by the gate into his paddock, staring out through his heavy eyelashes. It was a bitterly cold winter's day. There were hardly any visitors in the zoo, and none at all near him. He didn't mind the cold a bit, as his coat was so thick, but he was more than usually grumpy because he hadn't yet been fed.
"Where's my flippin' breakfast?" he growled. "I'm starving. My humps feel all floppy."
Camels store fat in their humps, and if they're really, really short of food, the humps shrink in size. Hezekiah wasn't actually starving, of course, just hungry.